Happy Friday, everyone. It's time for another episode of Express Yourself. Welcome back to April 10th. And it's a beautiful summery spring day out there. And we have all these live guests coming into the studio today. We're going to have fun. I'm Cody Lee, and I will be joined with some Basalt High School students that are a part of the musical. I'm not sure what dates it's playing, but we're about to chat with them shortly, so stay tuned. All right. Well, we are joined this afternoon with Niala and Lily. They're part of the musical, the Basalt High School.
Hello.
How's it going this afternoon?
Good. We are jumping down here to chat about the musical a little bit, and then we have a run through before we go into Tech Week next week. So we're pretty excited. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the show.
So we're doing Six, the musical. And it's basically about the six ex-wives of Henry VIII, and everyone has a different story.
Yeah, we all the six queens get to sing a song to kind of tell their experience with Henry and their story. And at the end, it's a big celebration of sisterhood and kind of reclaiming history for themselves and redefining their narrative, which is just a really awesome celebration of that and their stories.
And it sounds like this particular show has received a lot of acclaim around the world. I was just sort of diving in.
Yeah, I think it's won like 4 Tony Awards. Like, it's very much been recognized, and it's still on Broadway and touring, which means it's really cool that we get to put on a production of it, because not everyone gets like a license to do it. It's, you have to apply and get accepted to perform it. So it's pretty special that we get to do it while it's still on Broadway. That's pretty rare. So it's pretty exciting.
How did you do that?
I was not involved in that. We have an amazing team of producers, just members of our community, parents of cast members. Just, we have such an amazing community behind us, and they sorted it all out, got the rights, made it all happen. And we're so grateful for them.
And so when is the first showing?
We open on Friday, April 17th.
Okay.
At 7.
April 17th, that would be next Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
A week from today.
And is it at the high school?
It's at the middle school.
Okay.
Yeah. The middle school has the auditorium there, so just be right in there.
I think I have seen a Nutcracker performance there. So does that sound right, that they've...
I think they've had some there maybe a little bit ago. I know it's in Aspen now, but I think they might have done some there a long time ago.
So Niala, you've been in the program for a while.
Yeah, so I've been doing theater since I was really young. I think my first like musical was when I was 8, but I've been doing all kinds of just like performing since then. But I first joined the like Basalt musical program when I was in 7th grade, and we put on The Sound of Music, which was really cool because I got to join the high school production kind of as a middle schooler, like in the ensemble. And since then, that culture has developed too. We, the high schoolers, we have middle schoolers in the cast as well, and we get to form new friendships that way. But this is my 4th Basalt musical, because I didn't participate last year, but I'm so happy to be back. And yeah, I've been doing theater as long as I can remember, and I'm super grateful to be part of it.
And what grade are y'all in high school now?
I'm a junior.
Okay. And I'm a senior.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And Lily, have you been a part of the program for very long?
This is actually my first year in the Basalt Theater program. When I was younger, I lived in Boulder, and I participated in, it's called Real Kids. It was a theater program down there, and I did 2 shows with them, but I was in elementary school, so it's been a really long time for me, but yeah, it's been really fun.
Well, what is it like? Is it just really empowering to be up on the stage?
Yeah, it's definitely out of my comfort zone. I'm not used to performing in front of people or singing and dancing, but it's really fun. It's helped me boost my confidence more, and I'm really excited that I got this opportunity to be able to take it into the next chapters of my life and just be more confident and be able to be up on stage and singing and dancing in front of people and just kind of like being myself. And yeah.
Do you want to keep pursuing theater after high school?
I never thought I would, but after this year, I definitely want to. I love to sing and dance, so I'm going to be at Boulder next year, so whatever program they have there, I definitely want to participate any way I can. Yeah.
Okay, so how do people find out about purchasing tickets to the show?
Yes, we have a ticket link. It's been posted on Instagram. You can go to the Basalt Theater Instagram. It's all over that page, but if you just show up to the door, there's no ticket price change, so you don't have to buy them in advance. Like, you get the same price at the door. So if you just come, it's Friday, the 17th at 7, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m., you can just show up at the door and buy tickets there, or go to the Basalt Theater Instagram, and the link is there.
Yes. Sorry, you said Friday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday. Okay. Saturday has two shows, a matinee at 2, and then an evening show at 7.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well then everyone has a chance to find space to attend this show. And what do y'all play in?
Yeah. I play Anne Boleyn, and it's been so much fun. All the queens in the show are inspired, like, based off of different pop icons of the 21st century. So Anne Boleyn is based off of Avril Lavigne, and so I've had a really fun time just kind of, like, trying to embody her and just having a blast on stage. That's kind of Anne Boleyn's in the show anyway. Her whole personality just wants to have fun, and so that's been a blast.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And what about you, Lily?
I play Jane Seymour. She's the third wife, and she represents the star Adele. So my solo is more of like a slow paced, there's not much dancing. It's more of like a ballad. So yeah, it's been really fun and different than all the other queens, but I like to be able to embody something a little bit slower and more heartfelt.
And do y'all remember learning about Henry VIII and his wives, like, earlier in school?
Well, I don't know if I ever learned about them in school specifically, but when me and my cousins were really young, we, like, wrote a play about Henry VIII and performed. I was, like, 7, so it was a long time ago, but I don't know. I've always really thought that it was an interesting story, and so I found out we were doing 6th musical. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so full circle and so cool. So I've known about, you know, that history for a long time. And yeah, it's been really fun to bring it to life.
Yeah, it feels like a particular time that it's topical again, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Definitely relevant, for sure. And the show has a lot of themes that when you go and see, you'll definitely pick up. They're very applicable to today, but it's a great message and really empowering. Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to share about the show and why people should come out?
I want to say one more thing. So the typical Broadway show is just a 6 women cast usually, but what's really cool about our show is we incorporated, like, how many more?
At least 10.
At least 10 extra ensemble members that are just helping around on stage, off of stage, and in a lot of our numbers, we have everyone in on stage, so it's really cool, and it's a lot different than the actual Broadway show, and it's just super fun that we got to incorporate so many different faces than just the 6 queens.
Yeah, it's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we're joined with Niala and Lily, who are go to Basalt High School, and they're a part of this Basalt High School musical called 6. It's opening next Friday at 7?
7, yeah. Yes.
So go where to get your tickets?
Basalt Theater Instagram, or just buy them at the door at Basalt Middle School at 7 on Friday, or Saturday at 2 and 7, or Sunday at 2, whichever show you want to go to. Or all of them. Up to you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, ladies, and we wish you well in your performance.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and we were gonna go out with one of the songs from
awesome.
It's called Ex-Wives from 6, and we'll catch you soon, and get out there and check out this show.
Yes, thank you.
The glories and the disgraces. I'm done, cause all this time I've been just one word in a stupid rhyme. So I picked up a pen and a microphone. History's about to get overthrown.
Divorced, beheaded, died.
Divorced, beheaded,
survived.
But just for you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded, live. Welcome to the show, to the history mix. Switching up the flow as we add the prefix. Everybody knows that we used to be
It's a pretty long song, so I'm going to start fading out. But that sounds fun. That's Ex-Wives from the musical Six that will be at, I guess it's at Basalt Middle School. It's the Basalt High School musical that will be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check it out. Niala told you where to get tickets. Let's shut the door there, Patrick, because we have another band out there tuning up. And now I'm joined with Patrick Fagan, local musician. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here.
Of course. Well, you are no stranger to the musical world of our Roaring Fork Valley.
True. Yeah. It's been a good place to be a musician and be involved in a number of different ways.
So what have you been up to these days?
So, I've been active musically as a performer and teacher, I just released put together my first recording and finished Waltz for Dogs, eight of my own songs.
Very cool. And where'd you do that?
Recorded right here in Carbondale, Cool Brick Studios with Dave Taylor. All the musicians are local as well.
I recognize some names here.
Ashton Toffer, who is in the next band also, and Dustin Lutomsky, he plays with Sweet Jessup. Mark Brule played on every track, Dan Rosenthal, Chad Patrick, and more. So I feel blessed to be in a community that's got so many strong musicians in it.
Yeah, and great listeners, I would say, as well,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Including all of you listening out there on the KDNK airwaves. We love you. Patrick, how long have you been in the Roaring Fork Valley?
I moved here in 2009. Yeah, I had some old friends. I lived in Breckenridge, Colorado for a while before that, but I had some friends that I taught skiing with that encouraged me to move over here, and I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, I actually moved back to this valley in 2009 too.
And did you?
Been a good run, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, you looked really poised there with your beautiful guitar in your lap, and Would you like to share a song with us?
Speaking of the guitar, my friend Mark Bagdy built this in Glenwood Springs. So, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Even the guitar is local. Mark Bagdy. Bags.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Bags.
Guitar. Yeah.
I don't know if I've met Mark yet, but that's a beautiful rig.
Yeah. I hope you like how it sounds, and it carries through all right, too. I'll start with, I'll do a chorus of a song called No Mo May, which is coming up. We're almost to May 1st. Birds and the bees, and the blossoms in the trees, all love no more May. There's gratitude in every eye of every moth and butterfly during no more May. But those uppity neighbors might think you're slacking in your labor when they see a few dandelions growing in your lawn. But when they see pollinators pollinating, helping plants do procreating, I hope they figure out what's going on and help out the honeybees and let their grass grow pretty please for no more May.
I love that song.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, there, it goes on with an instrumental verse. I've got Chance Davis, who was just helping put together the musical. He's the band director in Basalt, and he's putting together the musical that the young ladies were just telling us about. Dustin Lutowski on trumpet, Ashton.
I could just feel like a little bluesy riff coming in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really like the rhythm of that, just nice and shady sort of. And the lyrics are just spot on, man. Like very, very clever. I love that.
Yeah. It grew out of, I was going to visit my sister, and she was in a new house that I hadn't been to yet. And I stopped at the wrong door and asked a neighbor. And the neighbor was, I was like, oh, they're across the street, you know, the ones with the messy lawn. And so that was, you know, because they were doing No Mo May. And my sister, Mary, who was also a musician, we were talking, was just like, No Mo May deserves a song. So.
Well, in this particular season, we all know we're at least a month ahead of schedule and things. It feels like it's summer already. And I was just chatting with you outside of the studio about that, of like, I'm afraid to do any weeding right now. I just kind of want to leave the earth alone and not disturb it, because every little drop of moisture counts right now, right?
It does. Yeah. It's tough. It was a tough winter. Early spring, hopefully we'll have a safe fire season coming up.
Yeah, and you know, anything can happen. Let's all pray for rain for the next. It's supposed to maybe happen this weekend by Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's all be grateful for water and conserve it and use it wisely.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're with local musician Patrick Fagan, and he just released an album, well, it's soon to be released, called Waltz for Dogs, recorded at Cool Brick Studios here in Carbondale.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Brian Colley, did the artwork for it. I just got a website started, patrickfaganmusic.com, and you can see Brian's wonderful artwork on it. I'm going to do my own CD release show at Steve's Guitars, April 29th. But Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets asked me to open for them tomorrow night. So
that's at Takah tomorrow.
Yeah, so I get to open for them 2 days in a row, right? You know, here in the studio and at Takah tomorrow night too.
Very sweet. And you said April 29th. What day of the week is that?
That's a Wednesday.
Okay, April 29th on a Wednesday at Steve's Guitars.
Correct. 8 p.m.
Your CD release party. And it ought to be really fun to see who else is joining you at that show.
Let me think. Mark Brule plays on every track. When he and I perform together, sometimes we're the Brule-Fagan duo, also known as BFD. And then Dan Rosenthal, he and I go back like 30 years. Chad Pratt played on a track. Ashton Toffer, who you'll hear in a little bit with Sweet Jessup, and Dustin Lutomsky, Chance Davis, George Lax. I met him through doing some work with Jazz Aspen Snowmass. And Dave Polson is played on one track as well. Kendall Spiker, another local musician. A real treat to play with all of those guys.
Right on. Well, do you want to share another song, or should we go out with one of the...
How about we put in track number one there, the title track?
Okay, well, Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets out there are kind of getting me on my toes because it's really loud out there. There's like a full band right
outside. It's about to get louder because I'm going to pick up my horn, put down my guitar, and pick up my euphonium and join them also.
What kind of horn are you playing?
It's a euphonium.
Yes, and it looks like a small tuba. Pretty much. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And if any of the of you that have been around Carbondale for a while, we've seen Patrick out on the corner of 4th and Main playing his euphonium. And thank you so much for all that you bring to our valley, Patrick.
I appreciate that.
We're going to go into track number one on Waltz for Dogs. It's the title cut, right?
That is correct.
Stay tuned, everyone. And then Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets and Patrick Fagan will all be, you know.
When they have the horns, we're the horny bits. So it's Sweet Jessup, Dirty Buckets, and the horny bits.
And it's going to get dirty here in the KDMK studio.
Usually in three. A waltz is usually in three. We got two legs, but we waltz in three. If we had four legs, we'd waltz in five. Three is a waltz for us. Step, slide, step, a waltz for us. But five, that's a waltz for dogs. Five's a waltz for your dog. Five is a waltz for your dog. You wanna learn to waltz in five? Ask a dance pedagogue, and then you can waltz with your dog. Step, whoop, step, 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 oh, step, step, yeah, five, that's a waltz for a dog. Five can be a waltz for a cat. Five, that's a waltz for a cat. Would you please tell Murgatroyd and Mittens that five, it's a waltz for a cat. Step, meow, step, 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 shh, paw, 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 five. It's a waltz for a cat. Five, that's a waltz for elephants. This groove is gonna get the pachyderms to dance. 'Cause five, that's That's a waltz for elephants. Step, 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 step. Stomp, 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 bye. It's a waltz for elephants. A five, it's a waltz for a bull. Five, that's a waltz for a bull. A waltzing bull is so peaceful that matadors lay down their swords and dance with a bull down on all fours. Step, 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 ole, step, step, yeah, five. It's a waltz for a bull.
Patrick Fagan from his new album called Waltz for Dogs. That was the title cut. And some of the cats that are in the studio right now were helping him record that one. We have Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets. Yeah. We have most of the band. We have Morgan Williams over there on the left. I'm going to go clockwise. And
got them all.
I'm sorry, trumpet player.
Brad Swart.
And we have Ashton Toffer, and Deb just came in fashionably late. Hold on, I don't have your mics on yet.
Hello.
Hey, Deb. I said Ashton Toffer on the bass, and we have Patrick Fagan on the euphonium, and we have Brian Colley, who's usually sitting in this chair hosting this program, on the fiddle. You like to call it a fiddle today or a violin?
Call it a fiddle. Fiddle sounds good today.
Yeah. And we have Reggie sitting behind me with, it looks like he got a new bucket. 35-gallon Rubbermaid.
Yep.
It's sounding really good. What else you have there? You have like a couple 5-gallon buckets that are stuck together?
These ones are mostly stuck together because they won't come apart anymore. Covered with a tea towel embroidered by Deborah's mother. Oh, yeah. Hey, microphone.
Who's listening right now?
Who's also Brian's mother. I got a bottle over here. I got a kid's camp chair and a actual cymbal. So... some goodies.
It's a pretty dirty show up in here.
Pretty sure our mom is listening right now. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
That's right. A little PCU's here in the room with us. Maybe not how you intended for it to be.
Do y'all remember about the first time you came in the studio? Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think about three.
Yeah, and it blew my mind. I was so stoked for a new band in the Roaring Fork Valley. Yeah. And y'all have kind of like become a big part of the scene, and you've opened up for some really big acts, and you've gone out on tour and whatnot. I mean, I don't know. Where have you been?
I mean, we did open up for Hot Buttered Rum. Who else have we opened up for? We played Palisade, and there's some big names there.
Yeah.
We've been over at Big B's. We played Foco MX up in Fort Collins.
Shout out to Tommy the Animal.
Oh yeah, we opened up for Tommy the Animal up at the Belly Up, so we've been getting around a little bit and having fun.
Yeah, and tomorrow, ooh.
Yeah, tomorrow we got our show at Taka. There's still tickets, so doors at 7, Pat's at 8, and Sweet Jessup's at 9. Come on down. It'll be a hootenanny.
True hootenanny. And it's the official CD release party, right, for the album Bottle of Fools?
Yeah, we have CDs for sale. They're not available digitally until May 1st. So if you want to cut in line and get some fresh music before everyone else, come by, get a CD.
Who did this? The photography here? Was it Alyssa Rodman?
How'd you know that hand?
I think, I don't know who I was talking to.
You mean the photography or the hand on the front holding?
Big, big.
Oh, right now you're on the back. You're on the back of the album.
This is Alyssa?
On the front of the album, it's actually probably Brian and I taking the photo, but that is Alyssa Rodman's hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked her if she'd be a hand model for us.
Well,
she delivered.
It's beautiful work. I love everything that you're doing, the whole group. I think you're in Satink too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little secret to the listeners.
Yeah. I was an illegal Satink photo shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, so
if you don't know, you don't know.
You don't need to know.
You told us about the show tomorrow at Taka. There's still tickets available.
Yeah.
TACAW.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And y'all are all poised with your instruments here, and I should just stop talking.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, can I add something really fast about tickets? They're cheaper if you buy them ahead of time than at the door.
Okay.
A little inside scoop.
Like, tell us.
I think maybe $10. $10 cheaper. $10, $5. $10, $5 enough.
Like, how much are
of
they?
A buck to make a difference.
$25 at the door, $35.
Reggie says 25 at the, or no, 35 20? At the door, 25
online.
If you on,
okay. That's what I mean.
There you go.
Do it. wait, that's not a call to action, just a suggestion. Are you guys ready to play or what?
Yeah. We call this one Ashton's Jam. He brought this little riff to us, and we kind of messed around with it, and this is what we got.
We'll be right back. first impression, don't sweat the stuff. Two, little space and room, find the groove, get the hips to move. Three, dogs in the fight, a downright thing, crossroad nine. Four, five, and six, turn around and get back to it. If I counted all the times I was out of time, then you'd be out of time.
Woohoo! That was a way to warm up the studio.
We hit that red.
A little bit, a little bit. If it sounds good to y'all out there, because it sounds great in the studio. We're with Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets. They're playing at Taka tomorrow for their album release party for their album Bottle of Fools. And Patrick Fagan will be opening up for them, local musician. And he's also just outside the door playing a euphonium, which is, it's kind of a new word for me. So anyway, how did you guys come together? Tell us about how the band started to.
Well, two of us are related and two of us are married. And two of us share
not the same two.
And two of us share a classroom. Just kidding, that's not how it all happened. I mean, everything's relational, but I think actually Morgan's my husband, I'm Deborah, and we were living in Quito, and he started dreaming up this bucket brigade concept
in Quito, in Ecuador.
And we didn't play any, I don't know, you brought your guitar down there, I think you played music like alone by yourself, but we didn't play any music while we were down there really, so we had lots of time to noodle around. And then he got back to the States, and I don't know when you and Reggie started coming up with crazy ideas of weird things you could play on a drum. I'll let them talk about it now. Reg, tell us a story.
You gotta get in on
yeah,
mic
here,
one
I'll,
here.
I'll get a little closer. Yeah, I hadn't played the drums for probably 15 years at the time, and Morgan hit me up and he said, "Hey man, I know you play. Let's run down to the Near New and get a bunch of trash and make a drum kit." And I got this, you know, as Deb said, this idea for this band. So yeah, I jumped on it. I said, "Let's do it." You know, I need a creative outlet in my life. So we went down, and it's the drum kit's taken on, you know, a number of different forms, but just kind of as we played and jammed, it was super organic, just with the way the sound came together and kind of what it was going to be and what it was meant to be. I think it just happened how it was supposed to, you know, just serendipitous. So
I really love that story about going to the Near New to get some knickknacks.
Yeah, we have this like little kid camp chair that's still, it's slightly flattened from Reggie's banging, but it's still holding up. I'm pretty impressed. Some other stuff have not made
second bottle, third bucket.
Yeah, this is our third bucket. You know,
that
that's
trash
just
can you guys found. The trash can that they found at the beginning had like dirty poetry written all over it. It really was like
right.
Trashy. It was like had some dirty stuff written
on
it. I don't know where it came from.
I started to say what was on it in our first interview, and it was like some cryptic thing with young people that I didn't even know about, and y'all were like, "No, don't say that on the air."
Well, totally. And we found it, you know, kind of in our backyard, and you know, it could have been in this garden plot that was behind our house, and who knows if that's my guess, because those guys were kind of, you know, a little shady over there. So, but I have no idea where that thing came from. And my idea was like the Bucket Brigade was what I was thinking, Sweet Jessup and the Bucket Brigade, but Reggie suggested Dirty Buckets, and it's kind of double entendre because it's got the dirty poetry. And it's just dirty. It was garden buckets.
Well, it was, yeah. So the buckets, they were paint buckets. They were other sorts of things. And every time we practiced, especially over the winter in their living room, when I would pack up and you know, pack up the drum set at the end of the of practice, it would leave paint chips and compost and all over their living room floor. So the name just kind of came, Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets. It was too good to avoid.
I love the name. Maybe we won't even talk about what Sweet Jessup is. It's a Carbondale locals kind of thing, and I don't know unless you want to. But your whole shtick, I love it. I think I was telling Brian about it, about the artwork on the album and the photography and everything. Your posters are absolutely magnificent,
and that's Brian Colley's magical work.
Yeah, bravo.
As always.
Thank you.
Brian.
Wait, can I add something about how the rest of the band formed? Because
of course.
For me, there's something funny about... Well, Brian, he lives... he Bebop Brian over here. Okay.
Bebop Brian?
No, ignore that. That was brother-sister commentary. You know, he's my brother. He lives right next door to us, and, you know, he plays so many random little instruments and collects random little instruments. So he just, you know, felt like a perfect fit. And then Ashton just joined us for one gig, and he never stopped coming. And I think that is the best for me. Well, I love that. And then Brad, we started courting Brad online. Kind of flirted with Brad online, and here he is. He never left either. So that relationship worked out for Sweet Jessup and Brad. Correction, Morgan started courting Brad online. So.
And how'd you wrangle Patrick into this?
We have this song on our new album, Undoubtedly, Supposedly, Just Maybe, and it goes from this small, you know, vocal sound in a toy piano, and that's it, to a gigantic everybody's playing. And I invited Patrick in to join and play the euphonium, Jody Henderson to play clarinet. And so we just, it launches into this big sound, which is really awesome. And so Pat brought the euphonium to bring that kind of street party vibe to that song.
The low end.
Everybody needs more euphonium.
More euphonium! And I just want to say hey to Ashton Toffer, if you can get up on a mic there, mm-hmm. that you seem to grace a lot of bands throughout the Roaring Fork Valley with your bass mm-hmm. playing skills.
Yeah.
And thanks for being here.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Anything else that you're up to? Any other projects that you're up to these days?
Morgan and I are playing tonight at Townline Trucks. We do kind of an electronic duo called Beep Bop Boop.
Yeah.
We're playing at 7 p.m. tonight.
Okay, who else is in that?
It's Morgan and I, and then we're kind of just like whoever wants to come play with us kind of thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's the next gig in a couple hours.
Well, I hope you're having fun. Yeah, check it out. Townline Trucks at the end of Main Street, at the east end of Main Street in Carbondale. Well, we're with Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets. They're at Takah tomorrow and Basalt. And what do you want to play next?
What are we playing next?
Opposites Track, Liberty Gibbet, something from the album.
Pick it.
All right.
Liberty Gibbet, let's do it.
All right.
One, two. Flibbity gibbets and we'll be right back.
Jimmitson.
Liberty Gibbertson, Gibbet, what is that about?
Do you know what that word means, Cody?
Nope. Is that like something for the young people?
Oh, no. They're old.
Charles Dickens.
Yeah, the very, very old people.
Have you ever heard, you're such a Flibberty Gibbet?
No, I haven't.
In a Marilyn Monroe. Someone do it with a Marilyn Monroe accent. Can anyone do it? No, I can't. I can't.
A Flibberty Gibbet's a gossip, just, you know, blowing air, just can't, you know, just, you know, just a talker, just all up in your grill, you know, they just don't stop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was a really juicy number. Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean,
that's on the new album, which you can get at Takah tomorrow. And also, or Here's Live. But yeah, that's a fun song that we worked out all together.
I've hosted a lot of bands in this studio, and that was about the funnest song I've ever heard.
Oh,
no, there's a lot of mojo happening. These guys are going off. So
yeah, breakdown's fun.
I'd highly encourage y'all to get out to Takah tomorrow. It'll be a party. Yeah, it'll probably be just totally full and dancing and everything.
We hope. We want to dance. We want to dance Pirate with people. Flag. We want people to dance with us. Yeah. We want people to get weird.
The dirty buck is getting antsy over there. He wants to play another number.
Yeah, let's play some songs.
We played the first one. We played Ashton's Jams, brand new, never played live. The same with this next one. It's one of our brand new songs, not recorded yet. So these two songs are just fresh. So yeah, it will be just an amazing.
Well, hopefully we'll get this right.
We call this what do we call this one? Pirate flag.
Love it. You're listening to KD&K Community Radio. It's Sweet Jessup in the Dirty Buckets from Carbondale. Making it happen.
Make me wanna raise that pirate flag. it's the open sea. Walk that plank, swim with the sharks. It's a Buccaneer mutiny. It's a Buccaneer mutiny. She didn't know it was good for her.
So new, I don't even know the words.
We'll get there.
They all go down like a bottle of booze. They all go down like a bottle of booze. He don't know what's good for him. She don't know what's good for her. We don't know what's good for us. Spirits on the table, no damn dust. Spirits on the table, no damn dust. Put that boy in an old oak barrel. Maybe 10 more years. I tell the smoky caramel butter floral. He'll go down like a bottle of booze. He'll go down like a bottle of booze. Dusty and cool. Age tastes better, full body aroma. She'll go down like a bottle of booze. She'll go down like a bottle of booze. Old male whiskey with his nose turned down. He's a fancy malt to peak smoke brown. A top shelf scotch stuffed in a box, man. He'll go down like a bottle of booze. He'll go down like a bottle of booze. We don't know what's good for him. We don't know what's good for her. We don't know what's good for us. Spirits on the table, no damn dust. Spirits on the table, no damn dust. We'll go down like a bottle of booze.
Ooh, I liked that last little note.
That's the new song.
That's a new song.
That's a new song.
Pirate. Flag.
Pirate flag.
Yeah, yeah, love it. Well, we only have a few minutes until we go into NPR and local news and all that. So I want you to tell the listeners how to find out more about you, to buy your record, go to the show, what's coming up next, where are you playing next?
All right, so you can find us at sweetjessup.com. Instagram at sweet.jessup. We've got a lot of activity on Instagram, so join us there, follow us there. We got a lot of fun videos. We have a bunch of new merch we're going to be selling throughout the summer. So after Takah, we've got a gig over at the Roots and Rendezvous Festival over in Paonia at Big B's in May, followed by other fun gigs at Palisade, Bluegrass and Roots, and then Fib Arc Festival in Salida. We're opening for Brett Denon in the Tiny Universe, right?
Is that
Carl Denson?
Carl Denson.
Woo,
we did it again.
Whoa. Okay.
Brett Denon's Tiny Universe would be kind of weird compared to Carl Denson.
Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. And then, you know, we got more gigs down the line. That's, you know, you can find us in our gigs on sweetjessup.com.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, keep up the good work, y'all. And
yeah, just a reminder that we'll be dropping that full album May 1st, and you can listen to it anywhere you can stream music. So, yeah.
All right. Well, with about 3 minutes until it's like, Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. Do you want to, like, take us into that?
Yeah, we got one that we usually can't play on the radio. We'll edit it ourselves. But on the, it's got some inappropriate words, but we'll just bleep those ones out as we play. And this is called Opposites Attract.
Thanks. Sweet Jessup in the Dirty Buckets.
Also on the new album.
I took you out.
Let me in.
Love like the silence and the softness of the wind. Tossed like dry leaves, even when we're low. We're on the mend. I lift you up.
You bring me down.
Careful what you say, it'll come back around. These worn clothes, a red tag sail. Just a pile of lost and found. I was an artist.
You are a queen.
mean to be mean, but they're mean. They're really, really mean.
Buckets. This is Katie and Kay